David's daily digital dollop, dollop 289. Dolloping from an old Lancashire mill. It was only a matter of time, let's be honest. Since we started this project, we've dolloped from a hot tub, we've dolloped from the bath, we've dolloped from a horse. But it was only a matter of time before we dolloped from an old Lancashire mill. Don't worry, I haven't become homeless. If you're worried that I've been doing these dollops for free, and you're thinking, David, you know, if you'd have set up a donation button on your website, we would have chucked you a couple of quid now and again, you know, for your brilliance, genius, you know. I hate to think of you starving, you know, having to doss in a abandoned mill because you can't afford anything because you're spending all your time doing these free dollops. That's not what's happened. We're in Preston doing a school project. We're here for a week, and the place that we're staying is a number of rooms that you can rent out for a week or two. It's situated in an old mill in Preston. A couple of days ago, I went to the pub with Ben, my housemate. I think the pub that we ended up in was quite an arty place. To give you kind of an idea of the arty nature of this pub, there was a piano in the pub, and I played a few notes, and immediately someone was able to point out what the chord was. Interesting, F sharp diminished there, very good. So we got talking to a couple of people, but we ended up getting into a rather unexpected, oddly heated, drunken discussion. I say oddly heated, bearing in mind the subject matter that we were discussing, which was this person was getting rather passionate, rather hot under the collar, about the fact that in his opinion, and this was a man probably in his 70s, but he was getting rather passionate. He was kind of thumping the table, not in a kind of an aggressive way, but in a way that you'd imagine an artist, an arty, pretentious person might thump a table. I don't know if you can imagine that. And he was getting rather hot under the collar, rather hot under his tweed collar, about the fact that, in his opinion, BBC Radio 3 was well and truly dumbing down. That's what he reckoned. I mean, I cited the fact that it was only a few weeks ago that I stumbled across a programme on Radio 3, which was a collection of sound recordings that were played for about an hour of an Adriatic fishing coast. Some recordings that were played at a festival. And at the end of an hour's worth of recordings, I have to confess, I didn't listen to it in full as such. It was sort of on in the background. I kind of kept dipping in and out. It was kind of more of a thing of like, is this still happening? I was quite surprised. I was wondering how long this is going to go on for. I would say it went on for about an hour. I was busy doing other things while that was going on, but it was just the sounds of people casting their nets and pulling their nets in, and the sounds of children and village life and that kind of thing. Essentially, it was just someone playing a collection of old recordings on cassette of an Adriatic fishing village on loop for about an hour. And at the end of it, there was a bit of a pause, and at the end of it, the audience very respectfully applauded. There was no whooping. I mean, to be honest, I was quite surprised that they even applauded. I mean, we've just heard essentially an hour's worth of tape recording, and someone has just applauded it. I think whooping might be a bit extreme, but in fairness, I would say that even the timid hand claps that this particular piece of audio was afforded, I think was a bit too much. And then after that, there was basically this woman had set up loads of microphones in a room, and she had recorded the sounds that the traffic made on her harp strings. So she wasn't playing the harp, she'd basically mic'd it up, opened the window, and every single time a car went by and it rumbled, it interacted with the harp strings. And that was her piece. And that went on for a good 40 minutes, and at the end, the audience applauded. Not as much as they applauded the tape recording of an Adriatic fishing village, but I mean, that was pretty impressive stuff, I have to say. I mean, in fairness, I am being a bit frivolous here, and I think it's only fair that that should have been applauded. I mean, you know, the person who recorded it might have forgot to press play and record. You know, that would have been quite embarrassing, wouldn't it, you know? So, in fairness. And so I was trying to make the point that I'm not sure if that's really, if you can say that's dumbing down, can you? Well, he seemed to think it was. And at one point, there's a bit of a joke. I said, oh, yeah, well, they even put folk music on now, you know. They even have, like, folk bands performing. Oh, that incensed him. I was quite taken aback. He's like, oh, exactly. My point exactly, my friend. My point exactly. So I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to come clean and say, oh, I am a folk musician. I felt a little bit like Peter there on the, you know, when the cock crows three times. And I denied folk music. I remembered, actually, a couple of days ago that I got completely mistaken. When we were talking about the animals, I completely misremembered. I talked about someone who decided to play me, and I'm not exactly sure why, but decided to play me once the sounds of copulating badgers. And I was completely wrong about that. It was, in fact, copulating tortoises. It was only when I was doing the dollop, I thought, well, we could end with the sounds of copulating badgers. And I scoured YouTube for copulating badgers. I managed to find quite a few videos, but they were all silent. Someone had put some music to one of them. Like, I thought it was quite nice. There wasn't the sounds of the badgers, which I found very disappointing. You know, I loaded up the video, very expectant there, with my trousers around my ankles, ready for the old badger copulation sounds, but it wasn't to be. But then I remembered it wasn't badgers, it was tortoises. Bit of a correction there. Maybe we should end today's dollop with the sounds of copulating tortoises. Copulating Tortoises, incidentally, was one of John Peel's favourite bands, I believe, from the 80s. John Peel on Radio 1. And now it's time for a session from one of my favourite bands of recent times. It's Copulating Tortoises, and this is I'll Come Out of My Shell If You Come Into Mine. So I think we'll end today's dollop with the sounds of copulating tortoises. But before that, how about some atmosphere from this Lancashire mill, this mill in Preston? So what a great segue here. This is like BBC Radio 3, this. You know, this is the kind of thing that BBC Radio 3 will be doing in a few years' time. According to this man, it'll only be a matter of time before the ambient sounds of an old, abandoned Lancashire mill is juxtaposed with the sounds of copulating tortoises. So that's what I shall leave you with, and I shall be back tomorrow with Dollop 290.